You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
You are listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show. This is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all those people out there who are dads, and especially my dad, Slim Salabim, and Slim to Salabim. Sam Malloy's dad.
Steve Malloy.
Big shouts out to everybody out there. And if you have any requests for your dads today, do please contact us at info@myscr.co.uk and we will try very hard to do as many requests as we can, should we get some.
Myscr.co.uk.
Can I say hello to somebody?
Of course you can.
Hello to Charlie Dixie, who's listening in. He's my, he's not a relative, but he's related to me through a brother.
Wow.
We've both got the same brother, so we're both half brothers to the same person. If that makes any sense, there's a bit of a family triangle going on.
Wow. I'm going to play a tune and try and work that one out in the next song. Anyway, good morning, Charlie. There's a conundrum for everybody. It's a bit early on Sunday morning.
Stratford Community Radio.
And that was for the new gorgeous baby Lola, who's just 2 days old, delivered
two
by
days
her dad.
Old.
There's a Father's Day present for you, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, how... It's quite good that she was born 2 days before Father's Day, because then he's totally trounced now, because there's now three women in his household.
Oof, dear.
So if she had been born on Father's Day, that'd have been it. That'd have been it.
Nothing. Nah.
So he needs to build a shed, I think.
Oh yeah, dad shed. Yeah.
Bottom of the garden.
My dad never had a dad shed.
Really?
No.
How?
I don't know.
Mind you, your mum needed a mum shed, you see. It's a reverse.
That's true, really.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I think she, she needed a mum shed.
She needed a mum shed. She needed to paint walls pink and just to have some girl time. See?
Pink.
Everyone needs a little bit of pink in their life. Anyway, you are listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Happy Father's Day. As I said before, do please get your requests in if you'd like me to play any tunes. info@myscr.co.uk. Coming up in the show, I have got an awful lot of new music to play you. I do want to mention one thing in Stratford-upon-Avon. The Moat House Inn, which is... the one down by the roundabout, is that right?
I think so. Not entirely sure.
But anyway, if you can look it up online. The Moat House Inn has got a Midlands Classic Car Show running Thursday evening from 6:30 p.m. And it must be all the way through till September. Does that mean it's every Thursday evening, or does that mean every day?
I think it's every Thursday.
So does that mean they bring the cars in every Thursday and then drive them out again?
Possibly.
Wow.
Until September.
How bizarre. Anyway, Thursday evening from 6:30 p.m. all the way through till September. And there's food available from 6 till 9. So you can eat in the cars?
I don't think so.
It's doubtful. get yourselves along to that of a Thursday evening if you like cars.
Yeah.
Classic cars. Do you like cars, Sam?
I'm not a car person.
Are you not?
No.
Can you drive?
No, I can't, no.
Yeah, no, Sam.
I can't drive. I'm just useless at it. I tried
and
I failed.
Have you had lessons?
No, I've tried driving my dad's car in private areas. That sounds wrong. In private establishments. And I can't do it. I'm rubbish. I can't do it.
But is that a mindset?
Well, probably. Because I'm quite negative.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm pessimistic, aren't I?
Gosh, we're going to have a what's it called? An agony aunt hour.
Oh, blimey.
To make Sam optimistic. Why are you negative?
I don't know.
Stop it. Let's move on. I'll see? Say, yeah. There we go. Yeah. I'd be brilliant, wouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah. Shut up and move on.
There we go. If anyone has any problems they'd like me to solve, do please info@mycr.co.uk and I can help you out with maybe one word answers. Brilliant. Okay. So I'm going to move on now.
That's a brilliant link, wasn't it?
Well, I thought it was great. I'm going to move on now. I'd like to play this song. I'm just going to bounce things up after that. Little depressed segue.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sam's fine now. He's very positive after
yeah,
that. Aren't
smiling
you?
Loads.
Feeling good?
Feeling great.
See? I'm good. Right, so do keep listening in. We've also got Shop of the Week and we have the quiz coming up with What Happened Next, which is becoming...
it's from your tired
my
show
most
last week.
Thing.
Oh, I loved it.
I was really tired.
You were dog tired. It was so funny.
I worked so hard.
I know you did.
I was asleep on the microphone, if you didn't listen in last week. I have never felt so tired in my life. My brain had never worked so hard, not for a degree, not for A-levels. not in any acting job. There was just too much that I had to sort of bring together and make work. But I loved every second of it.
Well, so. Sometimes when people are tired, I found this on radio, when people are tired and they're delusional because they're so tired.
You're saying I was delusional?
Yeah, you're crazy.
I was slightly delusional last week.
It seems to be funnier in a way because they don't really know what they're saying. They just ramble on about something that just might not even be funny at all, which makes it funny, which I quite like in a way.
Oh, I'm glad it was your humour.
Well, you were very funny that morning.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, look forward to that, everybody.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Shut up. I've just helped you with your... I was just saying that I was Sam's agony aunt, and yeah. I now feel I've got a new feather to my cap where I can help anyone who have
just
issues.
Just by saying one thing.
By one word, I help you,
Sam. Shut up.
I didn't say shut up, did I? You said that you're always negative, and I said...
What did you say? I've forgotten now.
I said stop. And now you've been laughing like a hyena for at least 3/4 of an hour. So my advice seems to be good. So anyone who wants some advice, info@mycr.co.uk. Now, good morning, Marcus Brown. He's bored. Stop it. There we go. Two words. Stop being bored.
Well, did you read that on Facebook?
Do something less boring instead. Turn... Oh, can anyone remember? You won't remember this. You weren't born. But why don't you? What's a television programme?
Why don't you?
And it used to really annoy me because it used to go, why don't you? So it was something like, why don't you turn the telly off and do something less boring instead? Instead of sitting at home, watch TV, turn it off, no good to me. Why don't you? And then I thought, well, if I turn off the telly, why don't you? Then I won't watch your programme. So, pointless. Do you see?
I know what you're saying, but it's a classic television technique, isn't it?
Well, you
know. To lure you in.
I just turned the telly off. Anyway, you are listening to the Breakfast and Brunch Show. If you have any Father's Day requests, info@myscr.co.uk, we will try our hardest to play them.
Myscr.co.uk.
You look awfully like a young Tom Cruise today as well, Sam Malloy. Yes, it is. Every time you have a beard.
I need to shave it off.
It's bizarre. Just in case anyone in the world who has been listening doesn't think, Nick and I think that Sam Malloy looks like a young Tom Cruise. And if you go on the website, the pictures are still there. You totally do. It's freaking
me out.
Joe McKeldry without the beard.
Do you not like
with
Joe
the beard,
McKeldry
Tom Cruise.
At all.
What's happened to young Joe McKeldry,
it's
Sam
probably
Malloy?
Recording an album.
Is he?
I don't know.
Should we find out?
Yeah, let's Google what happened to Joe McKeldry.
Where is Joe McKeldry? He did, didn't he? He did Radio 1 Big Weekend in the Live Lounge.
Oh, did he? Not
yeah,
the main
he
stage.
Sang "Don't Stop Believing" acoustically.
Right.
I can't believe you didn't watch Glee. I said that's my link from "Don't Stop Believing" because they sang "Don't Stop Believing" in the last ep of Glee.
When did I film the new? Well, when's the new series going out?
I don't know, but I do think that. Actually, I think it's going to be quite hard to... I don't know how they're going to better it or go further because the elements of surprise have all sort of happened because they've been at regionals and... Yes, do you know, I was very much in love with Rachel's boyfriend who did the dirty on her. Not Finn, the other guy. I can't remember his name. That's awful. He's in Vocal Adrenaline. He's beautiful. Very lovely man. And so, so talented. They're all so, so talented. If only I could sing like that. Maybe I can. Anyway, enough about Glee. I'm having a little bit of the shakes because there's no Glee for me to watch tomorrow. Joe McKeldry was singing acoustically "Don't Stop Believing" at Radio 1 Big Weekend.
Right.
So let's find out where he's going next.
I don't look like him.
I want to know. Without the beard.
Yeah, but I don't look like him without a beard.
No, but you do look like Tom Cruise. Everybody get back on that website and comment, please, because it is bizarre. In fact, we're going to have to turn away. Right. Only joking. If you have anything you would like to say, info@myscr.co.uk. Request being taken, especially for dads. I'm starstruck. That is absolutely what it is.
Stratford Community Radio.
Well, you may have heard of the term grower, and by that...
Sorry. No, I've just realised that the PC was up at the end of The Killer's Bright Side, so I'm sorry about that.
What played out?
I don't know. A band called The National.
Right.
I was trying to find it for Sam Troughton, because he'd like me to play some... National.
Is he coming in?
I don't know whether he is or he's not. So, but I'd just like to apologise for the end of that song that had random things thrown at it at the end. It wasn't a mashup. It was just me forgetting to turn down the PC. I will try and find the national for Sam. We're going to play the quiz now, however, aren't we, Sam?
Yes, we are.
The quiz. Sorry, I haven't got a pen.
Do you want this one?
I've now got a pen.
Oh, you got a pen?
Nope. Right.
Very smooth.
Pens and papers at the ready, please.
Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
What nationality is pop star Ricky Martin?
Oh.
Got some options? Take that as a yes. American, Mexican, Puerto Rican, or Brazilian?
Say that right. Ricky Martin. Oh, living la vida loca.
God, takes me back. What nationality is pop star Ricky Martin?
That American, was meant to help me.
American, Mexican, Puerto Rican, or Brazilian? But American.
Oh, I know.
American, US. Not American, anything else, whatever that is. No. Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
His hips are a bit like Shakira, aren't they? He's like the male version of Shakira.
You could say that, I don't know.
Do you not know who Ricky Martin is?
No, I do know who he is.
How's your friend doing with old John Lennon?
My friend?
Luke.
It's my cousin.
Your cousin.
I don't know. I'll ask him. I think he's listening.
Is he?
Yeah, Luke, if you're listening, email in.
Keep listening to those Beatles. The Beatles.
Maybe we should play some Beatles after this.
Maybe we should. Yeah. Luke, what's your favourite one so far?
Strawberry Fields, I'd say. Is it Strawberry Fields?
Do you know the song I really like is George Harrison's Here Comes the Sun, da 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 da, it's alright. And the other song he did, I like. Quite like George's songs. Anyway,
we've tangents again.
Sorry.
Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
Okay.
What is the name of the imaginary 6-foot-tall rabbit in a comedy by Mary Chase? Is it Harley, Farley, Harvey, or Big Ears? If you get that one.
All right. Marcus Brown, are you doing this quiz? He's still bored. Entertain him.
How dare you be bored listening to us?
How very dare you?
Question number three.
On the show, every night.
He's as old as me.
And now, it's time for...
It's not that old.
You can't really talk about being 19 when we're of an age.
Shh.
Yeah, exactly.
What happened next?
Sorry. Just being a polite lady. Carry on about Jared.
Headphones.
I don't want to wear them.
Well, you have to.
Why do I have to wear headphones?
Because then you can hear whether you're being drowned out by the music.
I can't, actually.
What happened next?
No, I was hearing everything.
Yeah, you were.
What happened next?
Radio feeding on itself, as Nick would say. I'll play it one more time.
Just being a polite lady. Carry on about Jared.
Headphones.
I don't want to wear them.
You have to.
Why do I have to wear them?
Because then
headphones?
You can hear whether you're being drowned out by the music.
I can't, actually.
What happened next?
Good morning, Chris.
No? Oh,
you sound older than me in that.
Well, I've got a deeper voice, haven't I?
It's like telling me off. Stop telling me off, Sam. Good morning, Chris McGill. Chris McGill's joining us live. Chris has just sent me an email asking if there's anyone, any of my London listeners out there, who has a room to rent for a week.
What happened next? My personal favourite.
Okay.
Right. I'll do it one more time.
What happened next?
Just being a polite lady. Carry on about Jared.
Headphones.
I don't want to wear them.
I thought you just said that.
Why do I have to wear them?
Because then you can hear whether you're being drowned out by the music.
I can't, actually.
What happened next?
Good morning, Chris McGill. Chris McGill's joining us live. Chris has just sent me an email asking if there's anyone, any of my London listeners out there, who has a room to rent for a week.
That was... What happened next?
Nothing.
On Stratford Community Radio...
No.
Yes, answers after the break. Yes, shut up. This is my show, not yours. Shush over there. Employer of button pressing. It's my show. Because it's my show, buble must be put on.
Oh, blimey.
Gonna love this, Mr. Brown.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Shall we lighten the mood?
Let's lighten the mood and talk to you, Sam.
Oh, God. That wasn't me. Right, question on, number then. One.
Yes. Your steak.
Rajesh Ajani.
Yeah. Oh, whammy answers. Right. I've got this.
I like how you wrote it in a little book today.
I've got a little book today.
A booklet. Right, what nationality is pop star's... What nationality is pop star Ricky Martin? Yeah.
Ricky Martin is Puerto Rican, is what I'm saying.
Has anyone else emailed
Sam
in?
Sam Malloy.
Anyone emailed in?
Oh, I don't think so. How rude is that? I don't know where Jackie is on this fine day.
Probably in the sun.
No, just me.
Just you. The answer is...
Yep.
Puerto Rican.
Yay!
Correct.
Thank you.
There we go. Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Did you really? What is the name of the imaginary 6-foot-tall rabbit in a comedy by Mary Chase? Roger.
Right, I've written Harvey.
Roger for Johnny.
That is what I've written.
Harvey.
Yeah.
The answer is... Harvey.
Oh yes indeedy.
Question number three.
Yep.
I kind of like it actually.
And now it's time for What Happened Next.
I can't remember at all. Just being a polite lady. Carry on about Jared.
Headphones.
I don't want to wear them.
Well, you have to.
Why do I have to wear headphones?
Because then you can hear whether you're being drowned out by the music.
I can't, actually.
What happened next?
Tell me.
Do you know what? I can't. I genuinely don't know. Did my headphones fall off?
Again. Just flew off your head.
Yeah.
Like they did last time. You sneezed.
Yeah.
I think I've still got that one, actually. Somewhere. No, somewhere. Do you want to find out?
Yes, I do. Just being a polite lady. Carry on about Jared.
Headphones.
I don't want to wear them.
Well, you have to.
Why do I have to wear them?
Because then you can hear whether you're being drowned out by the music.
I can't, actually. I don't understand.
Yeah, you can.
I can't. I'm not even joking. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think
about.
You're just tired today.
Yeah. I'm tired and argumentative.
She's fallen asleep on the microphone.
No, I'm not.
You fell asleep on the microphone.
You see, the thing is that, and I spoke about that earlier, didn't I?
You did.
I totally kept falling asleep.
That was the link.
Darn.
Can you tell me?
What happened next?
Good morning, Chris McGill. Chris McGill's joining us live. Chris has just sent me an email asking if there's anyone, any of my London listeners out there, who has a room to rent for a week.
What happened next?
I said he had loads of money.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, Chris McGill. Chris McGill's joining us live. Chris has just sent me an email asking if there's anyone, any of my London listeners out there, who has a room to rent for a week in London. He's got pots of money, so... game on!
There you go. You revealed his finances.
Can I just say, I got 3 out of 4 there.
I was going to say, three out of four.
And I did mention me falling asleep on the microphone at the beginning of the show. That's pretty good.
Does that warrant a cup of tea? I'll let you have 3.5.
Thank you. Does that warrant me having a cup of tea?
What, me going out and buying you one?
No, or you even making me one?
There's no kettle or anything downstairs.
Oh.
There's no spoons, no mugs.
Are you joking
No tea
me?
Bags, no milk, no sugar.
What's happened?
It all went.
Did it?
I don't know. I just came in one day and it had gone.
Oh, I have to send you out on a little mission. It's 11:24 though, Blimey. That's a bit rude, isn't it?
Let me close the game.
That was What Happened Next on Stratford Community Radio.
There you go.
Oh, that was very good. And I felt very... 3 out of 4, that's pretty good. I knew those.
Yeah.
Sadly, I did.
You had no one to contend with.
And I had no one to contend with. How very rude.
MySCR.co.uk.
And now I'm putting the cricket tune on because we did very well in the cricket down in Stratford-upon-Avon. Have you been down there of a Saturday to watch the cricket?
No, I've been there before to just for gatherings and fireworks and stuff, but I've never actually been to watch cricket there.
It's really cool. I went there a couple of weeks ago with friends when we watched Stratford beat the rival team.
Yeah.
And it was such a nice day because you can eat there and drink there. And honestly, it's just such a lovely day. And anyway, I was just looking on the old Stratford Herald and I see that the Lord Taverners Cricket Club, which is kind of like... celebrities, I guess, come down and play Stratford's presidents, CC presidents, and we won. Stratford won, and basically, David Troughton was an umpire, along with Ray Julian. But they had to do an impromptu Duckworth Lewis system in order to create a result because it was raining quite a lot, I believe, that day.
Yeah,
which is rubbish. A bit of a shame because when I was there, it was beautiful. But it was really amazing. They had like a marquee with summer salad, strawberries and cream. Oh, and I've also seen Pretty Girls and, of course, cricket. Who wrote this? Who wrote this? Were they pretty boys? Anyway, it was a lovely, lovely day. And the club chairman, Paul Biddlecombe, who I know, was delighted with the way the day went, apart from the weather. But I would say that if you're ever bored of a Saturday, there is nothing nicer when the sun is shining because it's right next door to the rec as well, yeah, where the kids can play. It is just glorious. Have a pint, sit down, watch some fantastic cricket, have some food, kids in the rec. Job done.
I do like the rec.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great, isn't it? Especially in the summer when they get the pool filled.
I know, it's lovely.
Yeah.
But what is in that pool? That's the thing.
Yes. You don't really want to know,
do you? No, not really. But, you know, it is a wicked place to go. Apparently, the skate park is... they're revamping the skate park as well.
It's about time.
Apparently, it's really old and...
It's been a bit scruffy for a while.
Been a little bit scruffy, so they're gonna revamp it, which is brilliant because recently Finley has got into skateboarding.
I remember my little brother went through that phase.
Did he?
Yeah.
So he's got his what they called Etienne shoes. Etienne's
Vans.
They're like Vans. And basically he's got this massive skateboard that's way too big for him that my brother bought him. This transformer massive skateboard that he can do nothing but skate and then come off it backwards. So I'm gonna have to get him wrist pads and all these kind of things. Anyway, he's got these fingerboards. Have you seen them? The little skateboards.
Yeah, I remember them. And
he's
the little finger
them.
Bikes as well.
Yeah.
God, those take
we
me
haven't
back.
Got finger bikes, but the finger skateboards, he's
they're
very
brilliant.
Into at the moment.
It's funny trying to make do skills with them because you go like that and it just doesn't work.
That's absolutely right. I'm not going to say pointless because I am a girl don't get it. And I know lots of girls love it. So I think it's just a question of practice, Sam.
Avril Lavigne, skater girl.
She's just a skater girl.
Yeah.
But Finney's really into all this stuff, so, you know. How expensive is that going to
good
be?
Good luck.
I'll tell you what I found expensive. I had a little look at Sports Direct yesterday. Our neighbour's son, who's six, his favourite thing to read at the moment is the Sports Direct catalogue. And I was looking in there for the tennis rackets. They're pricey, aren't they?
Tennis rackets, yeah.
Cool, blimey.
They are expensive.
He'll not be getting into that sport.
No. Get a second-hand one.
I couldn't believe it. Oh, I've gone really high. I've gone high in London.
Dogs heard that.
Anyway, thank you. Anyway, you are listening to The Breakfasty Brunch Show with me, Richard, and...
French, then. The Breakfasty Brunch Show.
The Breakfasty Brunch Show. Oh, it wasn't meant to be French.
It went
know
French.
What happened there. And we're with you through till 12 o'clock. At 12 o'clock, you have the fabulous Vibe in the building. I'm going to ask them about football, but I don't know if the Rob's a football...
I don't think he is.
...person. Is Ewan?
Yes, I think he is.
We'll ask Ewan. So we're with you through till 12. So if you have anything you'd like us to play, info@myscr.co.uk. Anything going on in Stratford that you'd like us to promote, again, info@myscr.co.uk. I can't speak, can't be bothered to speak. info@myscr.co.uk. And, yeah, I'm going to play this now.
There you go.
There you go.
Stratford Community Radio.
Ewan won't rap, but he has come in with his English show. What I was saying was we need to get behind England. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Ewan's like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you're listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show. We're nearly done here. We have got literally a couple of minutes. Ewan.
Literally a couple of minutes.
Sam and I don't know anything about football, but, you know, I am behind England all the way. I have to get behind them when they're feeling a bit low. How do you feel it's going?
Terribly bad.
Terribly bad.
Yeah.
I was listening to Radio 5 Live yesterday as well. I know it's a different radio show, but, you know, about the football. And it didn't seem to be going particularly well. The biggest thing, apparently, someone was saying, was that they're all very bored.
Yeah, they look scared.
Come on this mic,
Ewan.
They do look
scared.
There you go. They look afraid of the football, so that's the problem,
What's
I think.
What's wrong with the football?
Not the ball itself, the actual game.
Okay, football. Yeah. Just not. They're not actually terrified of the ball, because that
not
would be
ball.
A worry.
It's not like the ball's got a little scary face in it.
Isn't it a different one, though, this
Apparently
year?
The ball's different, yes. Yeah, so maybe that's making a difference, but I think it's just... Because every World Cup, we all say England are going to win it this time.
I know.
But we should just say, you know, England should do their best and get behind them rather than expecting them to win. It's too much stress. They can't cope with it.
It is a lot of stress. I was a bit concerned when someone said that they were bored, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's the wrong choice of words. Yeah,
yes, not, I agree.
I don't think they look. You can look bored if you're overwhelmed by something. You know, you're just sort of like sluggish and can't be bothered. But yeah. I think he just said the wrong word. Bored isn't the right word. Phone him up. What's his number?
I'll let you know who it is off air. What I was going to say was, though, who are we playing next?
I think it's Slovenia.
And we should win that.
We should have won. We should have beaten America, and we should have beaten Algeria, though. So.
But then, wasn't there a shock with who? Switzerland beat somebody.
Switzerland beat Spain.
Look at my knowledge. Switzerland beat Spain. You see, that was a bit of a...
It's a massive... Yeah, there's lots of weird stuff going on.
And like Germany.
Germany got beat by... Yeah, Germany got beat. Spain got beat.
So we haven't been beaten.
Well. We haven't been beaten
So
yet.
That's positive.
Yeah, I suppose. That's one way of thinking it.
See? So that's good. Come on, England. When's our next match?
Not a clue.
23rd.
23rd of...
This month.
June. Anyway, Ewan, about Glee. Have you been watching Glee?
No, Glee. Are you doing Glee news now?
No, I'm not doing Glee. I've done Glee news. Unfortunately for everybody, Glee is now officially ended.
Off the
season has finished, and I'm a little bit sad.
It's off for a while.
I am a little bit sad. But there we go. I gave you some football news just there. What more could you have wanted?
Well, you wouldn't get the football issues.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, you have been listening to The Breakfast Brunch Show with me, Roger, and
Sam Malloy.
He's looking particularly like Tom Cruise today.
It's the beard.
It's the beard. If you want to say anything, we've literally got 4 minutes, so I'd stop.
Yeah, don't bother.
Also, I've been a terrific agony aunt to Sam Malloy today.
Yeah.
I've been giving one-word answers to people's problems, and I feel that I should take on a new career. Now, Rob's in the building. Rob's just done a bizarre sign at Ewan as he walked in. Excellent. Rob, are you into football?
I don't like football.
He doesn't like football. It's contentious. We've got a man in an England shirt and a man with a thing that makes a noise and doesn't like football.
Brilliant accusation.
I don't know what I'm talking about. So what I'm going to do instead is play you our final song out. Thank you very much for listening and enjoy the vibe. They are now in the room, and I'm going to go out with some electro pop funk. What do you think? Let's do it.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.